Oh. We just put the Rome meeting at the very end.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you can talk about the workshop.
Sure.
Great.
Anything else? Okay. So in terms of the data gathering effort going on so far, I believe all the questionnaires have been sent out at this point. Is that correct, Barbara?
Yes, Glenn and I worked together and got all the questions for that.
Right.
Hi, this is Steve Metalich. Sorry I'm late.
But if you, what, when was the, when were the last, what, actually, can you just give us the dates that each of those were sent out, Barbara? Do you know those off the top of your head?
Well, the constituency one and the registrar's one went out on the 30th, I think, January 30th.
Okay.
The GAC and the CCNSO ones went out last week, I think on Thursday and Friday.
Okay. So that would be like the 4th and the 5th, is that?
5th and the 6th.
5th and the 6th, yes.
The one for the registrar, this is Tim Ruiz, the one for the registrar didn't show up on the list until the 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah, there was an extra step. I went through a lineup right minute. I think we missed each other on Friday, of the 30th, so that she didn't get it out until then again. But that was just because I got it to her late.
Right. So basically, so if we look, our current date that we have targeted is the 18th to that we've demanded responses back by. And I guess the question is, in the case of the registrars and the constituencies in general, that gives a little bit more than 2 weeks. In the case of the GAC and the CCNSO, it gives a little bit less than 2 weeks. The issues I see and the competing interests are, on the one hand, we're going to have this workshop in Rome, and presumably the more information we have to convey there, the more useful it will be to the community. Second issue being, obviously, we need to have actual data in order to look at and to present. Otherwise, it's not going to be, it doesn't do any good to impose an arbitrary date if nothing's going to happen by that date, I guess. So,
right.
Do people have thoughts about, you know, whether we should make an explicit extension of the date at this point, or should we, I'm inclined to say wait and see, but I'm glad to hear people's thoughts at this point.
In any case, Amadeo has joined us.
Sent an email saying that she can't get into the call. I'm going to write her back what changed with the access code.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wrote her back to that effect.
Oh, okay, good.
Great. Okay. So any thoughts on the schedule? I know Tom has expressed some concerns on the list.
Well, we can do it that way. I wouldn't mind that, just to wait and see. But there's one question I would have for Barbara, and would be, how do we figure out what the responses of certain parties have already been? Is there a mailing list we have to read, or is it posted automatically to our mailing list we use right now, or is it on a website or something? Because I haven't seen no responses.
Hi, it's Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn. Actually, Glenn, can you tell me, did you attempt to set up so that they could read the mailing list yet?
I asked him on Thursday of last week whether he would send me the archives, reference to the archives, and it was probably because he was out of office, because he usually deals with these things
right
when he's in the Marina del Rey office, which I reckon will be today, so I think later today I will be able to send out the archives to everybody.
Okay, is that how we want to do it, send out the archives to everybody, or do we want to...
Yes, or do you want to keep them just among the task force members?
Well, I guess, no, my question was more along the lines of, do you all want to be receiving this in your mailbox, or do you want to have it just online that you go and check?
Yeah, I think, in my mind, just a link to the archives would be great, and that would allow people to view them at their leisure.
I have a question about that, though. One of the that always seems like a good idea, but you know, we are going to have a lot of material to need to review. Right, we're going to have questionnaires coming in. almost randomly. So I think it would be helpful from time to time if you would send us an alert that has been enough updates that it's worth people checking the archive.
Sure, I'll do that, Marilyn. I'll keep check on that.
Great, thanks for that suggestion, Marilyn. So it sounds like that's how we'll proceed. All the questionnaires are out at this point, so we will watch the volume over the next, so the 18th is 9 days from now. go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, I'd like to advocate that we explicitly extend the deadline for those groups that don't have at least 2 weeks. I mean, we had always been talking about giving the GAC more time, and here we're giving them less.
This is Steve. Are we expecting a response from the GAC, or are we expecting them to forward this to GAC representatives and that we would get a response directly from those representatives? I'm just not clear on exactly what the protocol is here.
The way we've written the letter and the way that we discussed it before was that we're not expecting the GAC as a collective body to respond. We're expecting them to forward it to their members and have them make the reply.
I mean, I'd agree with Kathy. I don't think it's realistic to expect that process to happen and then to get a response from these representatives, you know, by the 18th. But
yeah, so, I mean, maybe we could send a follow-up email to those groups. It would be the CCs as well as the GAC, basically extending the deadline. We can set whatever date we want here. Maybe encourage them, if at all possible, to return surveys by the 18th, but we'll consider them until such and such date.
We can also use some of the compilations that we've been putting together, whether it's the OECD or the EPIC report. Those can help us in the interim. For the Rome meeting.
Yeah, I agree. And in considering the scope of the data analysis to be done, I would say that in analyzing the government responses is by far the largest of those tasks.
On the other hand, Jordan, with the CCNSO, if they've already had similar questions from the center, it may be easy for them to respond. I don't know.
Well, sure. I was just suggesting it's not necessarily all bad that schedule may get pushed out a little, because I think there's just a lot of data to be analyzed, and getting a head start on some of the other documents may be helpful.
Jordan, if I could say something.
Sure.
I think your suggestion about waiting and seeing is actually not a bad one. We can certainly wait until the 18th. And then send, you know, and then if we have decided we want to send a reminder, we can send it then that, you know, we realize that it was a short amount of time or whatever, or that we're just extending the period. And we can announce that again at the Rome meeting, where you're actually going to have people present who can, you know, if they haven't paid attention to their email, can, you know, attend to what you're saying right then, that you're extending the time to receive replies because you really want to hear what they have to say. But I think doing it now is not, I mean, I think you'll have more effect if you wait until the deadline and then extend the deadline at that point.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that. I'm looking at, you know, I would actually say that's probably would be my preferred approach as well, because I think that adding, you know, there may be a few people who work to, you know, who actually do get us responses back in a timely manner, and there's no reason to discourage them at this point, I would say. Although I think I agree with both Steve and Kathy that in the case of the GAC, it doesn't seem particularly realistic that we're going to receive a large number of responses between now and the 18th. So I guess the only real downside to your approach, Barbara, is if some entities were to become discouraged and not even work on it because they realized that it was an impossible timeline. But I'm not sure.
Right, but then I think you'll reach those people at the meeting, at the ICANN meeting. Like, if they have already decided, oh, it's past the date, and we're not going to submit at this point, then at the meeting, you can actually say to them, look, we are still interested. If you haven't filled it out yet, please do so. And
right, well, I guess
that
what
kind
I'm,
of a personal appeal maybe has more.
Yeah, sure. I guess what I'm suggesting is that, you know, if it's a four-week task, if they know it's going to take them, say, 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something like that, and we give them two periods of 2 weeks, they may never actually, you know, the first time they see it, they may say, oh, we can't do it in 2 weeks, let's not work on it. And the second time we say, oh, you've got two more weeks, and they say, oh, well, we would have known that from the start. We could have done it, but now it's too late. So I'm not sure how great a concern that is, but that's the only downside I can think to that approach.
Right, and I don't think there's a... I think if you sent out a change of date now, that it gives those people who might be able to fill it out in 10 minutes an excuse to wait for two more weeks before filling it out. And then by then they've forgotten about it.
Yeah. No, I'm inclined to... I mean, really coming a few days after the initial mailing, extending the deadline seems curious to me. So, I don't know. Does anyone other than Kathy have a strong opinion on this? Okay. Let's leave it in a wait and see mode, and see what sort of response we get back, and we can revisit this over the next week or so.
Maybe we should communicate that to the council if we might need an extension of the deadline.
Yeah, I agree. In terms of the data gathering, my understanding is that most of the other. I don't know if this has been correct now, but when we first approved our questionnaires to be distributed, the other two task forces hadn't yet done so. So at that time, at least, we were quite ahead of the pace in terms of the other task forces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's about at the same place right now.
Right. Well, I guess no one else has sent out questionnaires to the presumptively slow-moving GAC. Is that correct, though?
Right. You're the only group that sent out to the GAC.
So it's possible that we may end up still hungry for data there while other people have gathered all of theirs.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's make a note of it. Yeah. So
actually, I would almost guarantee that's not going to be the case because one of the groups is sending out to FGVF people who are outside of ICANN entirely. And so I imagine probably not on those. It's going to take quite a bit of effort.
Right. Sure. But it's probably wise to, I mean, it probably makes sense to advise the council of this potential issue.
Yeah.
So we'll do that, Tom.
Okay, great.
Okay, so that's a brief update of where we stand. We'll revisit it again soon in order to see if we do need to set an explicit extension of the deadline, but I think Barbara's approach seems like a reasonable one to me. So with that, let's jump to our next topic, which is the data analysis phase, which we discussed briefly, but I had sent out just very recently, I apologize, about in the last half an hour or so, a breakdown of the three areas I thought would make sense to have teams focused on in the data analysis phase. I don't know if people have had a chance to review it, but it matches what I said last time. One would be to look at the governmental policies and regulations. So they would look at the various reports, like the OECD and EPIC reports, the submissions made to the previous UIS task force by governmental entities, as well as the GAC questionnaire and certain of the questions from the registrar and CC questionnaires relating to government regulations. The second group would look at current practice of registries, registrars, and resellers with regards to data collection and display. And that would take a look at most of the rest of the registrar questionnaire, anything we got back from resellers, the survey, as well as the question number three about anonymous or things that other constituencies are aware of that allow users to limit or anonymize their WHIS data. And then the last area would be use of data, which would predominantly look at questions number one and two from the questionnaire to all of the constituencies, as well as look at the survey from the previous WHIS task force. So I don't know if people have thoughts about if that seems like a decent breakdown if there's a set of analysis that I am missing right now, or any other thoughts?
Jordan?
Go ahead,
Kathy. On Team 3, mm-hmm. can I suggest a little bit of a modification? Can we call it use and concerns of data? Because that's what the survey talks about. And then
sure.
this team would be tasked with analyzing data related to the current uses and concerns of WHO is data.
Yep, that's fine.
And then let me point out, and I'm happy to do this for the other questions, but I think we've dropped a question, question number 3, from the constituency questionnaire.
No, that's in...
did I miss that?
That's in Team 2, actually.
Oh, I apologize. There it is. Okay.
Great. It's certainly possible I missed a question because I didn't put it together a grid or anything like that as
okay.
I was doing this. So.
No, thanks for pointing that out.
Okay, the, I'm looking back, way back at our description of work and trying to see if there's anything that didn't get captured so that as you move forward.
Yeah, thanks. That's helpful.
The anonymity aspect, the you know people being able to, excuse me, to anonymize their registration information. Is that picked up anywhere?
Yeah, the intent is for that to be picked up in the current practice.
Okay.
Jordan, you may want to split that between Team 1 and Team 2, because part of it's a legal question and part of it's a current practice question.
Well, I guess I'm nervous about splitting topics between
yeah.
teams because it will make it difficult to get coherent analysis, I think.
That particular description of work actually includes both. It says to document examples of existing local privacy laws in regard to display transmittal of data. So you can keep those separate, but then during the analysis part of this, when you're trying to create proposals, policy, then you're going to have to find some way of bringing that information back together.
Right, yeah, I think so. So the idea is that current practice will look at what existing offerings, registrars, resellers, registries, whoever may offer along those lines, and the any regulations along those lines which ought to be captured by Team 1.
Well, can we put that in explicitly, though, and just split the answers to the questions so
yes,
that nobody's overlapping?
Yeah, certainly. My document was intended to be very high level. Didn't get into. I think probably this is constructive to have some mapping of the specific data analysis tasks that we were chartered to conduct onto the various teams. But I think most of the time they seem relatively obvious. So in that case, I think you're right. We would split that data. The two portions of that under the two different teams, just because they are essentially two different tasks that sort of relate to the same subject area.
You want me to suggest some wording, or Barbara to suggest some wording, just to move it along?
Sure.
If you want to suggest some wording, that's fine. I don't think we need to be that. I don't think we need to prepare this document overly much because it's really just a description of how we're dividing ourselves into
areas. Yeah, exactly. Any other thoughts on this? So I think what we need to do in terms of steps ahead in the data analysis is one thing that Marilyn had brought up on our last call, which I think is very constructive, is the idea that we would put together some sort of form or template that the teams would use in order to return their analysis to the task force as a whole. Is that a good way of characterizing it, Marilyn?
Yeah.
And I think constructing those templates is probably a worthy thing for us to do between now and the start of the serious data analysis. I would say that in this case, I can't ask, bottom-up approach is probably worthwhile. We might want to divide into the teams and have them create initial proposals for how they're going to approach that and then have the task force review and discuss prior to sort of setting the teams free on the data as it comes in, probably starting the week after next. So that's acceptable to everyone. What I would suggest is that next week, is it on this call, we can divide up into teams, and on our next call slot, we would actually have three calls, one per team, for them to discuss their policies, and potentially they could have discussions. I would encourage discussions on the list as well in the meantime in order to get some clarity around what those templates are going to look like, and then follow up the following week to get the templates finalized and to kick off the teams into actually doing the data analysis at that point, because it seems like that's getting into the time frame where we could reasonably expect the staff to have compiled and delivered the final data set to us. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so that means we need to choose who wants to be on what team. I think, yeah, as I indicated earlier, I think that team one has a disproportionate amount of work. It has much more than I think the other teams. Team three, I think, has a slightly disproportionate amount to the low end, and team two's kind of in the middle. So I would say that we should keep that in mind as we allocate people to them. We might want to have more people on team one than the other teams, and team three could probably get by with just two people, I would suspect. But I'm glad to have volunteers at this point, and we can see how it falls out. Does anyone have a team that they particularly are excited to work on?
I would like to work on one, but why don't I just make that my first choice, and then if you have any, I can look at another team.
Sure.
Jordan, could you just quickly give us the title of each team?
Sure. I mean, I just sort of made, these aren't intended to be too formal, but team one is relates to government policy and regulation. Team two relates to current practice of registries, registrars, and resellers. And team three relates to use and concerns of data elements by people on the internet.
I don't know how other people feel about it. I'd like to think about what team I'd like to be on. Is there any way we could do this next week since we just saw this?
Well, the problem's going to be...
Well, maybe people could send you email.
Yeah, that seems like a much more cruder response. So
let's say 24 hours.
Yeah, let's say by end of business Eastern time tomorrow, or by midnight tomorrow, people will send me teams that they want to participate on, and it's going to indicate first or second preferences, and then I'll divvy up and send out an announcement to the list. Okay, so with that, I think we'll move on to our final topic, which is any other business for the, which is the Rome topic that Kathy had raised. Kathy, what do you want to talk about Rome?
I want to hear more about the workshop, if I might, and how that's being organized the Wednesday morning.
Jordan, can I just talk about structure? Because I don't think the question, Kathy, is how it's being organized, but sort of what the time frames are that are available right now.
Yeah, sure,
can
go
I
ahead.
Speak to that?
Or why don't we start with Barbara and then Marilyn?
Yeah.
Okay, basically we have set up, there's two different things we're talking about. One is the Monday evening just gathering of the workshop participants to give you a chance to say hello to each other and run through the whatever presentation you're going to make for each of the workshops so that you just have a run-through to make sure that everything works properly and is set up. And if they aren't complete by that point, if people are still working on them, that's okay. We just need to make sure that technically everything's working and that you understand how you're going to organize your time during the workshop. The workshop itself, we have set up four workshops for the PDPs, each one an hour and a half in length. And they start at 8 in the morning with the with the one regarding newer change services, yeah, the registry. And then the others are the PDP, who is workshops, and they go
one after another through the morning and then one after lunch. They're an hour and a half in length, and their structure is pretty much up to what you guys want to do, but what was recommended was to do a short presentation and then open the floor for questions and comments, suggestions for how to proceed with the work, that like that.
Here's what I would like to speak to, guys. There are going to be three presentations, and I think we need to think, and Jordan, my suggestion as a member of this task force would be perhaps you could talk to the other two task force chairs. I think we want to not wear out the audience. I'm not being critical of any particular approach, but we just need to think about what the most effective thing audience in terms of open mind. Because they have key workshops of about an hour and an hour and a half each. Barbara, is that what you said?
That's correct.
Okay. And clearly there needs to be an opportunity to ask questions, but we might want to also just think about trying to avoid a situation where same people are going to the microphone three times around the same to make the same point. So you might want to think about seeing if collaborate, make a shared open mic, other comments have not previously made by maybe gathering up 20 minutes of time from all, you know, taking a few minutes from each of the task forces and dealing with primarily questions, comments that are specific to that task force. During the hour and a half, during the hour, 15-minute period, maybe.
I'm sorry. The only problem with making changes to the schedule of that nature is that it's not going to work for the very last workshop to do that because they're happening right before the GNSO council meeting.
Wait, Barbara. What I suggested was that the task forces might each give up 10 minutes. So it doesn't actually change the total time.
No, but then you're adjusting lunch, you're adjusting every other piece of time on the schedule for that day.
No. Oh, I see, because we're...
Two are scheduled before lunch, then there's a lunch break, and then there's one scheduled after lunch.
Never mind.
That's okay. It was a great idea, and if we had them all scheduled back-to-back, it would work. But because of...
The agenda on the ICANN website different then than...
Oh no! I should have just described what was on the ICANN website.
It shows the three workshops before lunch with the ETLD service changes after lunch.
That's not agreed to with the council chair. Oh.
That's all. Yeah, I was going to say that should not be how it is. I sort of explicitly said that it couldn't be that way. I'll go look at it and make changes.
So back to the structure for this one then, something like hypothetically a 20-minute presentation by the chair of the task force followed by comments from task force members followed by Q&A?
Yeah, I mean, that seems reasonable to me. The 20-minute presentation isn't overwhelming and... starting to get into a slightly more interactive phase after that probably keeps people's attention and then a decent amount of Q&A.
Can we talk about it by email? Just because it's something to think of. I mean, Marilyn started a good topic, which is how do we use this time? I'd like to kind of go back and think about that.
Yeah, I think if people have thoughts, I would encourage them to send them to the list, and I will certainly, to the extent that they require coordination with the other task forces, I'll be glad to do that as we have joint meetings as well. But Maryland's approach as a placeholder for now seems like a worthy one. Any other thoughts or comments about the Rome meeting? Or the workshops in particular, I guess?
So the Monday evening session begins at
6:30, I guess.
Okay, and the idea is that we're done because we just have a quick time to, so we really ought to have our materials already done before we come and shared with everyone, because not everyone from the task force may be able to attend Rome.
Right, yeah, I view that more as a sort of just run through or brief discussion of any outstanding quirks that we have as opposed to trying to put together the materials. Because, Glenn, that's just scheduled for a short meeting, right?
Actually, I know that's the case because we have a 30-minute session on new registry services, Jordan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So obviously there's only a short amount of time there. So obviously we need to have most of the materials prepared prior to that. We could do some cleanup work or whatever there. People could, if they wanted to have specific things, you know, that weren't quite cleaned up. But I think the vast majority of what we're after should be done prior to that.
I would also suggest if you want to use this as a forum for asking people about, like, how you, not asking too much, but getting some guidance from people in how you move forward with forming policy recommendations on your description of work, that you probably want to have a little bit of discussion about the description of work and how that ties into how you're collecting the data and all of that.
Yeah, definitely. I would imagine that would be part of the initial sort
yeah.
of overview of the work in the
yeah.
first 20 minutes.
I think it would be great to have handouts as much as I dislike paper. In this case, if we could have a handout kind of summarizing our description of work, summarizing the questions that have been asked, so at least people will have a very concrete sense of what we've done and where we're going.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. If we can think of something terse yet useful, I think that would be potentially useful. Okay, well, further thought, let's discuss this more on the list. Feel free to contribute your thoughts. And we have a lot to discuss on the list because we won't be meeting as a task force next week. Once again, let me just make sure we don't have any other business that people want to discuss. Otherwise, we're going to bring this call to a close. Just a reminder that I do need indications of interest for which team, data analysis teams, they need by the end of the day tomorrow.
So, Jordan, when would our next, do we have a next call scheduled, or is it
the next
call?
So next week at this time, there will be team calls, and the week after that, we'll have a regular task force call.
Okay. I know you're aware that that's a holiday.
Yes. So I guess the issue, I mean, if people have problems with that, we could push that to a later day that week.
Why not see if the individual teams have problems with that? And then if that team has a problem, they could push theirs.
So the holiday is the week after next, isn't it?
Holiday.
No, the holiday's next week, and next Monday is the 16th.
Oh, it is? Oh, never mind.
That's what I'm saying. I think so that some people are scheduled to work that day anyway. Other people aren't. And so.
I am.
I am too, and I'm not calling into all three calls.
Yeah. So why don't you know? Obviously, the important thing is that the team calls happen next week. So if there do happen to be conflicts, I think Barbara's right that the team could reschedule it around.
So just so long as it's done during the week.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then the next full meeting would be
the
23rd.
Yep.
At this time.
Yep. Exactly correct. Okay, great. Well, I will look forward to getting all of your indications of interest, and I will send out a roster for the teams on Wednesday. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this call, and I'll speak with all of you again in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Hey,
Glenn. Hi, Barbara.
Yeah.
Do you want to turn off the MP3?
Yes.